poor listeners have got to listen to another one of these.
Hey?
Our poor listeners have got to listen to another one of these.
They don't have to. It's an option. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Opals and Boomer time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. Bottom, my friend, I'm getting excited. The Boomers look good. The Opals are getting ready. We are ready for the Olympics. Let's launch.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what we've seen of the Boomers this week past against the USA and Serbia, as I've written on my website, we shouldn't read too much into it. You know, it's a bit like who won the last Blitz and did they make the finals of the NBL? You know, the question is, like, I can't remember. So so these are just important to have a look at how we potentially shape up. And on that basis, I was very encouraged by both performances. I wouldn't read too much into the six-point loss to the USA because, I mean, they were 20-24 up at one stage. They took their foot off the pedal. But we fought it out, which is impressive. And the group that fought it out was impressive. And then what we did to Serbia, especially in that last quarter, was really quite good. You know, so you go, okay.
So let's go back a week, and we'll stay here with the Boomers before we move to the Opals, because we've got some stuff to discuss with that. I've been reading your articles, by the way, bodynodge.com, B-O-T-I-N-A-G, one best writer in the world. Mate, you said there, I mean, your headings were, you know, Boomers face the latest US Redeem team. That's what they're called. Obviously, no Kevin Durant. You know, that's... bit of a loss. But, you know, I thought Australia did well, down by 20-odd at some stage, like you said. The takeout for me, where did I get out of that? Number one, Jock Landale. Wow.
Yes.
Outstanding. Paddy struggled. I've always said it, and I'll keep saying it. When Paddy puts his Boomers outfit on, don't worry, he'll show up on game time, which he did on game two.
Just a quick word on Landale. I thought the most impressive thing about his performance was it reminded us all how much we missed him at that World Cup. That his 11th hour, and it really was right at the death knell when they were heading off to the tournament the day before, you know, he gets injured. We really missed him there, and that did impact on that result substantially.
No question. I also want to put a massive shout out and congratulations. If this isn't the greatest feel-good story, it's given me goosebumps, Jack McVay. Here's a kid that, I mean, let's go back to Joey Wright days in Adelaide. Can this kid make it? He's an NBL player, but is he more than just a bench player? What is he? How's he going to go? Goes to Tasmania. It's like a twin. You know, like, you just have to give that guy credit. I love... Yeah, you know, like, there's no question Joey just would have been so huge for him. You know, you just can see what Joey was able to create. Right, you're ready. You need, now you go move, you go and do this. And he is the lead of that Tasmanian team. Signs a two-way contract with Houston. We'll play in his G League team. And then obviously the Houston Rockets. I don't, to be honest with you, understand the fully the two-way. All I know is that it means, you know, you don't get paid to go up and down. You just get paid a wage and you're up and down, and they can bring you up and down whenever they like. A little bit, if I'm not mistaken, Jack White last year with Denver. Not last year, sorry, when he was with Denver.
When they won the championship.
So he can go up and down, but what a great, just fantastic, mate. I mean, just such a feel-good story.
Could not be happier for him, because he again reinforces that if you do the work, if you're prepared to commit yourself and really work hard, and most importantly, back yourself, believe in yourself, you can get it done. You can get it.
There was a little thing.
He's a great role model.
He is. A little thing on social media where I saw it, and he just went, for every kid that was told you never can make it, what a load of crap, that type of thing, you know, don't quote me word for word. And I just thought it was great. And then I thought, oh, my God, Tasmania, you're stuffed.
Don't think Will Magno won't draw attention to it.
They could be in
a little bit of strife.
So, massive, but I love how, you know, obviously the coach has come out Scott Roth, you know what he's going to be like. Man, it's fantastic. Good on him. Like, see you later. Go. We're already preparing.
Well, he was the guy, he played NBA, and he was told,
you're
never going to be an NBA player. So
speaking of Magne, I can only assume Duart Reef must be injured. right?
That's because, what I'm thinking too, because he didn't play the second game against China here. He didn't suit up for that. He only got a couple of minutes in the first game against USA, and he was really – he was suited up, but I saw him at the sideline where Jason Smith, as the high-performance manager, was sitting at the very end of the bench. I saw him down there a couple of times sort of walking around almost as though he couldn't sit for that extended period of time. So I'm hoping that there's something wrong with him, because I'd hate to think he's out of the rotation playing as well as he was with Portland towards the end.
Yeah, that's the thing. And look, he had that little scuffle in the game where, you know, with China and stuff like that, which nothing really came out of it, but there was talk whether it was a little headbutt or wasn't it a headbutt. There was certainly a lean in. And I don't know if that sort of – I wouldn't have thought that sort of carried over anything. So I'm just a bit surprised, but that gave Letton – and where I'm getting at this is that gave Magne that extra minutes. And I thought he was great. He just, you know, came on, did his job, and really, really impressed. And then you take that, and I thought Paddy wasn't at his best, but it didn't bother me. But geez, against Serbia, he was great, and you know, he did exactly what you needed. I know you say don't take anything out of it, but you take a lot more positives when you win, not because it's just what they needed to keep the morale in the team.
Sure. I'm not saying we shouldn't take anything out of it. There's plenty to take out of it. It's just that we shouldn't get carried away by, oh, look, they only lost to the US by six. They're a chance. It's like no one's a chance to beat the USA.
No.
So I love that the boys are saying we're going for gold. Of course they're going for gold.
But so
if
they
fall short of gold, it's still silver.
Correct.
So, you know, you're still in pretty good shape. So I'm not knocking any of that. I'm just saying when I look at those results, I look at that Duop Reef doesn't play against Serbia, and that Bogdanovic doesn't play for Serbia against us. They're number two scorer all time. So, you know, I just don't get too carried away with it. As I said, it's a bit like preseason games in the NBL. How many of them do you remember, and how many of them matter? They don't. When you get in the tournament, that's when it's on. And
I remember everyone I played because I got to play a lot in preseason, so I remember.
Right, I run the scrubs. It's a preseason game.
Exactly. Run the scrubs. The players don't even play. Let's bring on the next generation. Not just to Brad. Hey, Group A. So I now, you know, obviously we've watched more and we've seen Canada play now, and you've seen a Greece in what they were doing and Spain, always going to be Spain. Oh man, that tip off on Saturday, on July 27 is going, they just have to beat Spain. That, you know, this game is going to be massive. I haven't seen enough of Spain to be able to comment. What I can say, though, is wow, that they've got to come out ready, and they will be. It's Gorgian. You can see that he's pumping that team up. Maddie Nilsson's on the sideline. They're all in, right? They're all in and doing their thing. They have to come out and go bang to Spain, because I thought Canada looked really good against the US in another – didn't put it all out there, but enough to show, wow, they're going to be good.
What I like, what I've seen of these two games that we played, not so much the China series as much as these two games that have been played in Abu Dhabi, is that the atmosphere seems to be similar to what it was in Tokyo. You know what I mean? When we were heading to Tokyo, we played some practice games in the US. I think it was in Vegas. They played the USA there. I think they won, if I'm not mistaken. And they played Argentina, and you could see this. Well, there's something brewing with this group. And that was completely absent at the World Cup. There was no – that you just could have thought, oh, this is a group that doesn't have the chemistry, whereas now we're back to a group that seems to, and the two performances, the fighting loss to the USA and then that runaway win from Serbia, those were impressive.
Well, they look like they enjoy their company, which is the full start, right? That's a huge thing.
I'm looking at the Spanish team and I'm thinking we're very capable of beating them.
Yep.
I'm looking at Greece. I think we're very capable of beating them. So I think we're going to...
They're the two games. That's right.
But also, Brad, I think, you know, the best third place finisher goes through as well. And those three teams will likely come from Group A, I would think,
at Group A. I mean, Serbia is going to be... I obviously... you know, Greece, Canada, Spain, and us. But let's go through Group B. France and Germany should get through that with Japan and Brazil getting knocked out, right?
No, I think Brazil will be the best third place finisher.
Right, but yes, but well, okay, that's where you're coming from. Okay, then
And in
you've
the other
got
one, the other group, you've got USA and Serbia. I don't see
right
Puerto Rico
or South
or South
Sudan.
Sudan. So that'll be the group that gives us two. And then the two
So
best, so
you
I
think
think,
it's going to come from A and B, the two
yeah,
third
I really
place,
do.
right? So that's where the first up win is just going to be huge for us, because obviously we could win all three games, we could lose all three games. And I do remember what you said last week, which I thought was a really good point, and I don't like giving you too many good points, but we'll give you this
Yeah,
one,
I tell you.
where you did say that if we can get out of that first round, it could be very good for us.
Then it's all bets are off because
Yeah.
you don't know who you're going to be meeting, you don't know where you finish in the actual next table. So yeah, I think all bets are off. If we get through, we're a chance to keep going. But obviously, getting through that group, it's the toughest group. It is for
Is there
once,
anything that's
Grant, for
worrying you?
once, the soccer thing, the group of death, for once, it's correct. One time. Every tournament we're in, Opals, Boomers, we get the group of death bullshit trotted out. But this is the
Listening
one
to the
time it's
commentary team
legit.
the other day, and someone said Magday plays for the Gold Coast Rollers or something like that.
Rollers.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I
I
was like,
heard
yeah,
that
okay, good.
too.
That's good to know. But I did, and I think they said Group B was the hardest group. And I was like, I don't see that.
No, Group B is the near-death experience, but Group A is the death, the death.
So is our podcast. But anyway, moving on. I do want to, whilst we're talking boomers, there's no better boomer than our own Paddy Mills, and love what Paddy's done. I think
Captain.
there's a huge congratulations. I think something could be coming out in the next week. Now,
Oh, yeah.
you obviously wrote a book about Paddy Mills. I read that. It was absolutely fantastic. But now it's been, am I right in use the words updated?
Yes, it's been updated, upgraded, new cover, new chapter, bringing you up to speed with what's happened in Paddy Mills Beyond Basketball. Came out in 2022 after the performance of the bronze medal at the Olympics, and now it's coming out around Olympic time. Again, right up to date, right up to the sort of doorstep of this Olympic Games, what's happened in his career, where he's gone. He's moved obviously from the Brooklyn Nets, where we had him in the previous book, and what's
Yeah,
gone
that's
down,
right.
including the voice referendum and his position on that. There's quite a lot. It is more than just, it is beyond Paddy Mills, beyond basketball. There's more to it. So really look for that.
Well,
It's
again, I don't know. I must have had something to eat or something to make me feel really nice today. But I have to say it again, mate. I'm giving you a bit of credit here. It was a bloody good read, mate. I really enjoyed it. No, but honestly, to our listeners, if you haven't, which I would assume a lot of our listeners would have, but if you haven't, do yourself a favor and get that book. It's a fantastic read, and I'll be getting it anyway because I want to get the updated stage. So,
Yeah, good stuff.
congratulations. Just in case you're wondering, not a chance. He didn't send me one in the mail. He's like, no way, bugger off, Brad. You can buy your own. So, thanks for that, Potty. I really appreciate it, but I did enjoy
They give me 10 author copies, and I sort of always think, should I give this to family and friends? I think, no, let those suckers go
it.
out and bloody buy one
Exactly.
for
So
crying.
that's
Anyway.
why I'm looking at Body on the on a Zoom here, and yeah, he's got 10 books behind him, so he didn't give any of them away. So, all right,
Anyway,
anything more for the boomers?
let's
You got
finish
any
up
more?
let's finish up with Boomers, because
Yep.
we also had the Serbia USA game, right? And
Yes.
USA, it was a fabulous first half, but
Yes.
towards the end of the half, USA was getting away, and then they won really comfortably in the finish. So again, you can't read too much into that because they're in the same group, so they're going to keep stuff up their
Yeah,
sleeves,
correct.
you know.
And
So
Serbia played the night before, America didn't, or USA. You know, like I don't read a lot into that, but I did enjoy watching it.
I got to tell you, I'm interested in the fact that these games were in Abu Dhabi and not Dubai. Do you know what the difference is between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
What is the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
The people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
Time. to our listeners, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. I had no idea where he was going with that. And if this gets through the cut, I apologize. All right.
Let's talk about a bit of
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, good on. Let's go with are you Barney Rubble? If I'm Fred Flintstone, does that make you Barney Rubble?
Wilmer!
All right, so Opals. Let's have a quick look at the Opals. All right. Their prep will involve going to Spain and the city of Segovia. That sounds like something that's been made up for a Marvel movie.
Doesn't it feel like that? Really does. I'm expecting to see Hugh Jackman Chris Hemsworth walk out or something like that. Yeah. Well, they've got Spain and Canada there, don't they?
Yeah, and that would be Canada would be interesting because again, it's a bit like the Serbia USA men's game overnight. Did they show everything? So when Canada plays, when we play them, will we show everything? You know, considering we played them for a bronze medal.
Yeah, just for our listeners, obviously that is Group B for us for the Opals, and in that group is Canada, is what Boddy's talking about, and Nigeria and France. Now we've spoken about this, Boddy. I am interested to see how. I mean, Spain, you'd throw everything at in this Segovia game, right? You'd just like let's go see where we're at.
Yeah,
like what the Boomers have done. Canada's a tough one. In theory, if I'm coaching, I don't think I'd want to play Canada. Because I'd want two games of I can run everything. But this day and age, mate, you can watch videos, you can see stuff that's going on. So I don't know.
But I'm with you. I'd rather not play an opponent that's in my group.
Correct. For two reasons. One, let's say you beat them by 30. Let's just use that example.
Okay.
You don't want that going into an Olympic game because that's going to reverse, you know, the psychology God. Or on the other hand, if you do lose like that, oh, my God, all those things. So I don't see a lot of positives out of it, but I love the fact that they're playing games. So I'll be really interested to see that. As long as the Opals stay healthy, I think we'll be okay. Right? Now, I obviously Nigeria – I think that should be a win for us, right? I really do.
Got some great athletes.
And that's the first game. Great athletes.
That won't be a lay down Mazaire, but it should be a win. Absolutely.
But we should get that. The next one against Canada will be tough.
Yep.
France scare me. Any Olympic home team scare me. Doesn't matter what, you know, like, I mean, we look at the Sydney Olympics. I don't have this stat in front of me, but I'm sure it was the most gold medals we've won, or it was right up there for the most medals and all of that. Right. You know that they just get, you know, so having France is not easy, but. Oh, geez, buddy, I feel we should get through that group.
Yes, I think so too. I would be very surprised if the Opals didn't get out of their group. I wouldn't be surprised if the Boomers didn't. I'm not knocking the Boomers. I'm just saying how tough that group is. Yeah. But the Opals, they should get through. Once they're through, then again, all bets are off. Who knows?
The Boomers, if we play like we did in the last two games and don't get through, okay. Like, exactly. That's just you have been beaten by two bloody or three bloody good teams, right?
And you can live with that. And it is possible. It is possible 100%. That they will play great basketball and not get through. So you know, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
So the thing I worry about the Boomers, which I also now transfer to the women and the Opals, you just got to be careful with the turnovers because turnovers are baskets at Olympics. These teams are so good, like Nigeria, the athletes, Canada, good, France, good. You know, if the Opals turn the ball over, it's not just, oh, God, let's go back and try and get a stop. It's a bucket. That's how things are played now. When you turn the ball over in games, you lose points, not just lose possession. And in games where there's not high scoring, let's be honest, in the Olympics, it's 20 minutes, half, you know, halves. Every bucket is so important. So it's a huge couple of weeks, but, oh, mate, I can't wait for this.
But see, this is also why I don't really get too excited about the warm-up games leading into Olympics.
Yeah,
because
cool.
that's when those groups, those disparate players that have come from all over to represent their country, if they haven't played together, like if they don't have a core like the Opals do or the Boomers do, if they don't have that, you know, like you look at the US team, their turnovers, they had a lot of shock and turnovers, but you know, watching them progress from game to game, each game they've just got better and better and better.
I guess you can't say it's two. They did play China twice, but I don't think we got much out of men and women by playing the China, which maybe they hoped for more. But that means four lead-up games, but now it's really down to
men,
two.
I think the men – somewhere I've read somewhere that the men got France as well to go, that they might play France.
Sorry,
I could be wrong on that, but I think I read that somewhere. I can't retain much of what I read anymore.
No, you're too busy writing books and trying to do really bad yabba dabba doo jokes.
Okay, so let's go with the Opals. The concern I have with the Opals is at this stage, we have been a country that has produced some of the great point guards of all time, and I'm concerned about the point guard situation on this team. Now, I wrote a piece a little while ago about the Opals, and I got some feedback via Facebook comments where someone was saying, "Oh, we've got some great point guards." And I'm thinking, well, have we? What we've got is Christy Wallace, who I just watched at a Fever game, didn't hit the floor in the last Indiana Fever game. Now, I don't know if she was hurt, which is not a good sign, or if she's out of the rotation, which is not a good sign. Sammy Whitcomb is a combo guard, so when you're asking her to primarily distribute the ball, that's not her first instinct. So you actually detract from her overall game by playing her at the point. But that's what we've got to do. Then we've got Tess Madjen, who plays a bit at the point. Then we go to Jade Melbourne. Now, I can see Jade Melbourne growing in stature over time internationally and being one of our first players selected in years to come. No question at all. But I don't see a Christy Harrower. I don't see a Michelle Timms. I don't see a Jenny Cheeseman. I can keep going if you want me to, but what I'm getting at is I don't see that standout point guard. Even the second-tier point guards we've had, like the Leilani Mitchells and Aaron Phillips and Kayrae Ebsery, people who have stepped up at various tournaments, a lot is going to fall on the shoulders of Jade Melbourne, I feel. And I think she
Not
is going to
easy for
be
a
one of the
young
greats.
girl. Not
Yeah.
easy.
Well, that's sort of what happened to Josh Giddey at the World Cup. I know we disagree on this, but at the World Cup, I would have given the keys to Dante Exum, not to Josh, because as a first timer, he wasn't in that Olympic team in Tokyo. He was in the group, yes, but he wasn't. And to give him the keys, I thought was a little bit premature. I thought he needed that tournament and to be given the keys now. And I think with
I don't
Jade,
disagree. I don't know if I would have taken him off Paddy. I agree with you that I don't think it should have gone to Dante. I do agree with that. I just felt that Paddy was still the man. I still always feel a bit like that. But look, Josh is an extremely good player, and I thought he had some great moments there. He's a bit turnover prone. He had six in the game, and that's.
I thought he wasn't very good against Serbia, to be honest. But I look, the year that young man has gone through,
Yeah, I know.
he's had the year from hell. And we're not just talking on the basketball court,
No,
we're talking off the basketball
absolutely.
court, and then being trolled on social media and just, he's had a rough time and now he's been traded to Chicago Bulls. So what I saw in him, I thought, now you can correct me if you disagree, but what I thought I saw against Serbia was he was trying to prove himself a bit, like I'm going to go one-on-one and I'm going to jump in the air and try and find a pass. I'm going to do things that you sort of say to juniors, don't do this. I thought he was trying to prove himself, whereas at the World Cup, I know I'm contradicting myself here, but at the World Cup, he seemed a lot more relaxed, put it that way. He seemed a lot more comfortable about, I'm part of this group and I'm going to do my, whereas again, don't read too much into it because he played quite well against USA, not quite so well against Serbia. I'm getting it back to the Opals. That is my area of concern. I think we might be putting a lot on Jade Melbourne. I got my fingers crossed. She's going to be a great player for this country for a long time, for a decade at least to come. But, is it?
Now, look, I think it's fair. I mean, I thought at the Worlds we were great here in Sydney. I thought Christy Wallace played really well. She was the one that you
She was
sort of
good.
thought could go to that next level. I certainly don't want to say she hasn't gone to that next level because she's in a WNBA team. But like you said, she hasn't played a lot lately, and that would be a concern going into the Olympics. And I think it's fair enough what you're saying. Mate, I think
Okay.
that's about it. You got anything else?
I do have something else, and I'm
Ooh.
very, very proud of the fact that we broke it here first on this very podcast some
Ooh.
time ago, that I said quite categorically Mitch Creek will not play for Southeast Melbourne Phoenix in
Yes.
the 24 season, 24-25 season. And even though a lot of people were linking him and, oh, he and Nathan Sobey together again like they were at Adelaide, wow, we've got the Warrnambool Whirlwind and the Horsham Hurricane together again. It's like, that's never happening. I always felt that Mitch was going to do exactly what he's doing, which is take the opportunity while he's still got it. He's 32. He's not a young man. He's at the peak of his powers. If he's going to play overseas, it's got to be now. I mean, you can't wait another 3 years. So I'm not surprised that he's not suiting up for Phoenix.
Yeah, that was the news today. Obviously, Mitch will not be coming back. There's no word of where he's going, but it's obviously overseas adventures is where it's going. So from what I can understand, although I've seen it happen before, he will not be going to another NBL team. That's you know, you have seen that happen before where they go. Look what happened to DJ last year. He went over and tried what he had to do and came back and ended up in another team. So anything is possible, but congratulations to him. And the Blitz was announced this week, going to be on the Gold Coast as well. So that's
big shock. Big shock.
Well, we knew that was happening.
They want to put a team on the Gold Coast. Let's be honest. The NBL wants to put a team on the Gold
Coast. Well, they did. If you asked the game the other day, I think Magnay's playing.
Oh, he's playing for the Gold Coast Rollers. Yeah. They're extinct.
Look, I'm excited for the season, obviously. There's the preseason that's going to be up there. And then the first round is in Perth, which is all in.
You going to go to that?
No, I won't be. I shouldn't say a no. I don't know. But certainly as part of the commentary team, that hasn't come out yet. I mean, I'm looking forward to being part of the commentary team next year for the Sydney and Wollongong games, as I normally do. But you never know. But do you mean Gold Coast or Perth, by the way, when you ask me?
I've been kicking around going to both because Gold Coast got plenty to offer, even if the basketball was not that great.
Maybe we should run our pod out of the Gold Coast.
Oh, wow. Sponsors, potential sponsors, if you can hear us.
What about the Patty Mills updated book? Could that look to sponsor?
All right, let's call it a night.
It's fine, everyone. Have a great week. We'll be back soon. Obviously, we will definitely be doing things over the Olympics and having a lot more of these. But in the meantime, Boddy, have a fantastic week, mate. And again, congratulations on the book. It's a great
Thanks.
Read.
Love it. See you next time.
I'm just picturing you and me on the Gold Coast Strip out the front of Cavill Avenue with our podcast headphones on, doing a pod from Cavill Avenue.
Yeah, really? Because all I'm seeing is you banging on a door going, "Where?"